Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to Red Men TV. It is the opposition preview ahead of the game against Chelsea at Anfield. I've got Louis Beneventi from the Louis Beneventi channel. Go over and check him out on YouTube if you like your talk about Chelsea. If you don't, well, he's just a nice guy and you can give him a subscribe anyway. Louis, thanks for joining us today, mate. Big game in the battle for top four. Doesn't get easier to say that for me, to be honest with you. I thought we were out of that race, Louis, but Chelsea very much in it. Are you feeling ahead of it?
Well, I always feel nervous in any game we play because it's just so, it's especially these sort of games, because it's a big game. And I think it's Liverpool, you can turn up whenever you want. But I'm a bit more settled at the moment because we look a lot more settled. I can multitask when we watch games at the minute because it's that boring, but at least we get the job done. That's kind of how I'm feeling at the moment.
How are you feeling after Lampard got the boot? Because here's a lad who was a legend for you. I think you really liked him as well. Were you down in the dumps a little bit?
Yeah, I was. I mean, for me personally, I think I don't really have an affiliation to Chelsea managers anymore. I kind of just watch the football. I try and, obviously I support the club, but I try and give as much of a balanced view as I can. I try not to get attached. I mean, obviously Mourinho for me, Conte, Ancelotti, Lampard, you know, that's four managers which I had a massive affiliation with, and we've just seen it kind of crumble a bit. But I mean, look, this is a new guy who's come in. He's in the hot seat. I hope he does really well. Any manager who comes into Chelsea, I hope does really well. And at the minute, he's doing a good job. But as it is with Chelsea, unfortunately, you can't wallow in self-pity for a long time. You've just got to, you know, get used to the merry-go-round and get going again. But it would be nice to maybe see Tuchel stay and actually develop something. So there's a more of a soul rather than just a, you know, a merry-go-round per se. Nothing wrong with winning trophies, but I'd like to do it with a bit of a philosophy as well.
Isn't the philosophy win trophy, sack your manager?
Yeah, it is. But I mean, and I look, it's great. I love the cutthroat mentality. I love winning games. But for me, it's like, I have a lot of respect for, you know, for Liverpool, Man United, Real Madrid, Barcelona. You know, these are clubs, Celtic as well, all clubs which have had, you know, developments and had philosophies. But like, so you guys had Shankly, Paisley, you know, Man United had Busby, Fergie, Celtic, Jock Steen, obviously Barcelona, Johan Cruyff. Like, there's an element to how the clubs are being built, where it says this is not just a cutthroat mentality of we are this club, we need to be winning things, but also we need to be doing it in this specific way. And it looked like Frank Lampard was trying to implement that, but I think, you know, hindsight is a beautiful thing. The job did come too early for him, and he was made a scapegoat because no one else would take the job. And that's what's come out of Chelsea recently. But, you know, like I said, move on, just hope Thomas Tuchel gets more than 18 months.
Well, is his contract just 18 months?
It's 18 months, and I think there's a possible for an extension. But I mean, look, Chelsea have been smart with it, just in case it does go wrong, that they can bring someone else in that's going to be relatively cheap to replace him. But, you know, I mean, find me a top-class manager that's not going to come to Chelsea just for a payday now, you know?
There's not many that you haven't had, to be fair, Louis.
No.
Like, you've had most of them, haven't you? You know what I mean? I always sort of forget Phil Scolari as well. Like, I mean, there was a top draw manager who'd, like, won World Cups and all kinds of stuff. And he's just another in the graveyard of Chelsea managers over the last 15 years. Anyway, Tuchel is in. What has he changed?
We look a lot more sturdy. I mean, the biggest thing he's changed is instead of playing a four back, we're playing a three back currently. And we play with two ball players as the double pivot rather than a Kante who would be the first name on the team sheet for most teams. He played against Manchester United, but I don't know if he'll play against you guys. We're usually playing with Jorginho and Kovacic. And our back three is made up of players which, quite frankly, I think, you know, under Lampard, they wouldn't have got a look in. And they're playing really well at the minute. I mean, you've got Antonio Rudiger's coming to the side. Azpilicueta obviously was on his way out by the looks of things, but he's coming as part of that back three. And Andreas Christensen, who obviously got a red card against you guys and looked absolutely woeful in the last game, he's come in and he's actually stepped up really well. And I mean, it might be interesting if Thiago Silva can actually even get back into the side. I think he will, just because of the pure star quality that he brings. But I think that, you know, it's we've been playing with these guys, and Marcos Alonso is playing back at left wing back. So, you know, it's been a really interesting one, and he's changed a lot there. And we just look to hold on to the ball a lot more. There's a lot, there's not as much of us. We're moving without a plan, I think, towards the back end of Lampard's tenure. You didn't actually see any shape. It just looked like 11 blokes went out on the pitch, kicked the football about and weren't getting anything from it. Whereas now there's a bit of structure to our play. There's a clear style as well. I mean, Hudson-Odoi's moved to a right wing-back position, but obviously the way that we play, Thomas Tuchel really likes to use the full-backs, the wing-backs, sorry, as full-scale wingers. So it's Marcos Alonso's dream because he can't defend to save his life. So he's getting further up the pitch, as is obviously Hudson-Odoi, which means that the players that are playing as the inside forwards actually are able to get involved with the game a bit more as well. So, I mean, it's really good. We look a lot more attacking, but we've lost an element of the directness. So what will happen is we'll get to that final third and we just can't put the ball in the back of the net. And that's been our curse under obviously Tuchel. But I mean, the baseline of every good side is to keep clean sheets. And we have been doing that, and we weren't doing that under Lampard at the back end.
Well, that's it, isn't it? I mean, you know, he's been in charge, obviously, since Wolves, I think, in that time. Am I right in saying you've, like, played nine or something, or played eight and scored eight, and I think you've only conceded one against, was it Southampton or something, so while Tuchel's been in there?
Yeah, we conceded two, own goal, and I think it was a penalty.
All right, OK. So, I mean, you can tell already, can't you? You know, the defensive base is there for all to see. And, you know, I wondered whether, I watched the Man United game at the weekend, and I just wondered whether Kovacic and Kante might be something we'll see in big games. Because the steel there seemed to really lend itself to that big occasion and stuff like that. But do you think we will see Kante and Kovacic? Or, you know, is Hudson-Odoi going to be in for this one? Because obviously he picks up an injury, doesn't he, in that game?
Well, he might be. I don't know fully about that. If he's not, you're probably going to be seeing Reece James come in there, which obviously is even more steel. He's a mountain. But I think that you might see Kovacic Kante. I think based on what you were telling me over my channel about the way you guys are playing in your midfield, I think we might go for more ball retention and make you guys chase us a bit more. That's what I do anyway. But I mean, I'm not Thomas Tuchel, so we'll have to see what happens on the day. But yeah, I mean, Kante's obviously been a very interesting one because he's not been getting into the side as much recently. Obviously, he's had a lot of injuries. But he is kind of become more of a bit part player, almost been used more as the John Obi Mikel of old, you know, the guy that you bring on to just keep it tidy at the back end of a game. Mm-hmm. And it might just be a case of, you know, he is 29. He might be slowing down because he has run, obviously, a lot of miles over the past 3 or 4 years for Chelsea, for Leicester, for France. You know, he's been unreal. And he is the best at what he does in the world still. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how that happens.
Louis? What about the forwards, mate? Are we looking at Abraham or Werner in this one?
I think you'll be looking at Abraham or Werner. I think we're going to go for a bit more mobility. Giroud's played the last couple of games and he's our best centre forward by a country mile. But he's not exactly mobile. And, you know, playing into the strengths of, obviously, if you have Fabinho and Kabak, you know, he's a big lump who they will just deal with all day. I think Timo Werner might come in on the left-hand side. A bit of pace for you guys to worry about. Tammy Abraham might be there, but playing with Tammy Abraham's like, it's like playing with 10 men, but somehow it's ridiculous. His stats, he's our top goal scorer since he's started in 2019 for us. He scored 21 goals. So it's like, it's an anomaly. It doesn't make sense. He's a good player, but he's just very much a fox in the box. He doesn't really offer anything else. And the way that Tuchel's been playing, he likes his centre forward to be involved in the build-up play as well, as well as having that sense of physicality and that mobility. and Tammy just doesn't quite do that. So it's going to be interesting to see how we play. But I mean, I'd like to see Werner be used against the high line with balls over the top, but I don't think that'll happen. It's going to be very much A to B to Timbuktu to Z back to B.
So are we looking at, is Zicek going to be the guy on the right-hand side now for us? Is that going to be a consistent thing?
He's not actually been playing that much. Obviously, he got injured, but then he's not really been in favour under Thomas Tuchel. And he's, again, been very much a bit part player. He started in the previous game, but he was brought off. And he does have that final ball in him. But again, he doesn't really get involved in the play. He's very lethargic. You'll probably be seeing Mason Mount, best player for us by a country mile, potential to be one of the best in Chelsea's history, I feel, potentially. Not only does he understand the club, he's also just a straight fantastic player. He's much like we were talking about Gini Wijnaldum. He can play anywhere. You know, he does the job wherever you put him. And I think you'd be more likely to see him on that right-hand side of the front three. And he just gets involved in the play. He's scoring a few more goals recently and has been far more involved. So you're probably more likely to see him on the right-hand side of that front three.
And then, so wrapping it up then, how are you feeling heading into this one? You must have seen the results at Anfield and the form that we've been in. Surely you must be thinking you can put some daylight between you and us.
Chris, it's me. I'm never confident. There's a part of me which is sitting there thinking that. But there's also a big part of me going, I don't think this Chelsea side yet has the ability to go for the jugular. I think we're one world-class striker, maybe a number six away from doing that. These are the sort of games where when your rivals for certain places are down, you need to take advantage of that. And we don't do that. I think it'll be a penalty or it'll be something like that, because what will happen is we'll tap the ball around the box. We haven't got that final pass. And then by the time that final pass can be available, you'll have 11 men back behind the ball. So it's going to be very, very difficult for us to I think, break you down. And it's not even Tuchel's fault. It's been a problem since Sarri, to be honest. But yeah, I think, look, going into this game, I want 3 points, but I don't think we'll get it. I think it's more likely to be a draw.
What about, like, we've talked a lot about Liverpool and how Chelsea should exploit Liverpool's weaknesses and stuff, Lou, but how, if there's anything right now under Tuchel, what are Chelsea's, if there are any, how are we going to score goals against you?
I would probably say attacking us down the wings. Like I said, that the wing-back position, especially on the left-hand side, is very weak. People might disagree with me because I think Marcus Alonso's great, but the thing with Marcus Alonso is he's great because he scores the goals. He doesn't defend to save his life. So it's very likely Mo Salah could probably maybe get down that right-hand side. Bobby Firmino could be key for you as well, if it means he can do what he does best, which is, you know, pull players onto him and be very technical with the ball and make the space for other players. That's probably where you're going to get at us the most, but it's then getting it into the box, which could prove to be a completely different scenario. But the midfield battle will be key for that whole thing to open up. If you guys win the midfield battle and expose us on the wings, you probably will be scoring goals. But that's what worries me, because this Liverpool side has all the components. Even if it's not its strongest right now, your front three and everything else, it has all the components to break us down. And this could be our biggest test so far.
Let's hope it is. And let's hope Liverpool get that victory that we need, because we are in a battle for top four and Chelsea are one of those rivals. Louis, thank you so much for joining me, mate. I'm not going to ask you for a score prediction, because I think I know it's going to be a 1-0 to Chelsea, and it's going to be by a penalty, I think.
I'm going 0-0 draw, mate.
Oh, wow. Okay. Big time. Big time. Louis there putting his fucking cock on the table, slapping it down. 0-0 draw. Thank you very much for watching. Go and check out the preview I did with Louis over on his channel. We'll put a link in the description for you. Until next time, we'll see you all soon. Ta-ra.
Thank you so much for watching the Redmen TV YouTube channel. Everything we do here is funded by our wonderful subscribers to theredmentv.com. Get over there, sign up, and get amazing additional content, interviews, documentaries, mini-series, and, of course, additional pre- and post-match day content.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.